Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is appointing the city's first black police commissioner. He is William Gross, the current superintendent-in-chief for the Boston Police Department. The appointment comes on the day that the current commissioner, William Evans, announced his retirement from the department effective next week.
It's been an honor to serve as the commissioner, and I want to thank the mayor for all his confidence. You know, I've debated this quite a bit, but, you know, when I last week couldn't double Dutch, I said, you know what, it's time. It's time to resign.
WBUR's Fred Tice covered the announcements at City Hall today. He joins us live now in the studio. Fred, hi there.
Hi, Jack.
So, Fred, what are some of the highlights of Evans' career?
He started out as a patrolman, went on to sergeant, lieutenant, captain, superintendent. Then, at the time of the Boston Marathon bombings, he was not yet a commissioner, but he became known to all Bostonians because he was right in the fray leading the response to the attacks. After that, there were a lot of protests that the Boston police had to handle, whether it started out with Occupy or Black Lives Matter, and then subsequently all these counter protests to these small so-called freedom of speech rallies on Boston Common. And he gave credit to his police officers for how the cities handled those.
You know, we've had some really tough obstacles over the last couple of years with the environment we've been operating in. Whether it's, you know, the Occupy Boston, the Marathon bombing, the Black Lives Matter, the Charlottesville, and they've really shown this city proud. So I'm only as good as the people who I lead and have done a great job.
So as you said, Evans is leaving to become chief of police at Boston College. Why did he decide to make that move?
You know, he's 59 now. He says, you know, they always say they want to spend more time with his family, yeah. But I think in this case it really makes a lot of sense. He says he's never spent a 4th of July with his family. They're always up in Maine, and he's down here because, of course, they got the fireworks and the big crowds and everything. So, he joked that he sleeps with one eye open, always anticipating those phone calls about late-night crimes.
Yeah. What did Mayor Walsh have to say about why he chose Willie Gross as the next commissioner?
He says it's important that the city's next police commissioner is African-American, and Gross is a proven leader.
I'm proud to appoint Boston's first African-American police commissioner. That means a lot to the city. It symbolizes progress, and it has concrete positive impacts. Chief Gross is a leader in our communities of color. He brings with him a lifetime of trust and understanding, and he's someone that people turn to for help and advice.
Now, Walsh says he does not think Boston has seen a community leader as loved and respected as Gross. He says whenever he and Billy Evans and Willie Gross go out into neighborhoods, it's Gross who gets the positive response from folks. And he says there's an importance in consistency. In other words, he feels like Boston is really going the right way thanks to community policing, that the crime numbers are going the right way, namely down. And so this Gross is going to provide that consistency.
And he has a long history at the BPD as well.
He does. He is the child of a single mother. He grew up in Boston. He's a true street cop, he says. 33-year veteran of BPD. Became a police officer because he wanted to see change on the city streets and better relations between police and communities in the city. He led the youth violence task force. He was a night commander. He worked on the gang unit, the drug control unit. He was an academy instructor, sergeant, detective sergeant. And then 9 years ago, he was appointed to the command staff. He's been immersed in the day-to-day operations of BPD with major events and also with its general anti-violence strategy. And he says those experiences are going to shape how he approaches the job.
Boston is the best village in the country. We are the hub of the universe. The country started from here. So women like my mother, who are reinforced by the community, we can do that for every family in Boston. One homicide's too much. One senseless act of violence is too much. We're going to walk towards each other so we can step forward and overcome any obstacle that we face in this city.
He says he's proudest of the BPD for its community policing, and he says the biggest challenge remains the youth violence. Now, Gross often engages community groups when there's a shooting, whenever there's been protests. Here he is thanking some of the counter-protesters for speaking out against those who had come counter-protesters after one of these so-called free speech rallies for speaking out against those who had come to spread what many saw as a racist message.
They want to put us down because of what we look like, our lifestyles, and where we came from. It's not happening in Boston. So again, take away the victory. We're good, man. All right? We're good. I'm proud of you. All right?
Thank you.
All right, my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
All right, that's Willie Gross, currently the superintendent in chief of the Boston Police Department, who will become interim commissioner on August 5th, the day after current police commissioner William Evans steps down. That's WBUR's Fred Tice telling us about the transition. Fred, thank you.
Thanks, Jack.